And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, from mind to mouth. I put heart, but it's supposed to be mouth. From mind to mouth. Also, relax, little Billy G. Relax. Then we're going to check it out. Your story and your story alone, not Toy Story. Your story. And we'll wind it up with hearing ourselves reinforces.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. By the way, I'm doing this whole intro with a little cup on my head. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events just took a left-hand turn, went down the elevator outside the building, so they won't be here this hour. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? What do you think? Call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now, here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
A friend of mine says the greatest power the media have is the power to ignore. Here's a story they are ignoring. Remember the unmasking controversy surrounding allegations of surveillance against presidential candidate Donald Trump? It's easy to prove whether it happened or not and how the names of those private conversations were used. It turns out the proof is no longer available. The material associated with President Obama's national security advisor, Susan Rice, has been shipped to the Obama Library in Chicago, a library that does not yet exist. The law states that documents from a presidency can be hidden for 5 years. Evidence that could prove one way or the other whether Rice and members of her team and the previous administration violated federal law and obstructed justice is not available. How convenient. Judicial Watch had sued to obtain the documents and make them public, so no communication documents about Russia or hacking or even the Democratic National Committee or anything else for at least 5 years, and I'm betting they'll never be found, and the media ignore the story. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax deductible tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Let me ask you a question, Tugboat Todd. Are we supposed to hum on the radio? Do guest hosts hum?
Not too many people I've heard hum, but those songs of your brothers are so good, I can't blame you.
Okay, so you're thinking I'm just humming because of that versus like stalling for time or something, right?
That's what I was assuming, yeah.
Okay, never assume. I'm just saying. But no, you're right. Those songs are great. So, I mean, you know, I happen to like a lot of them. I happen to have been involved in a couple of their productions. By the way, I was actually involved with my brother when he created his first main studio. And you would think that I came up, his first studio was called Anthem Recording. You'd think that I came up with that because I came up with the name with some fantastic, unbelievable, spiritual, unique revelation. But you would be wrong. You know how we came up with the name Anthem Recording? Because that was his recording. It's going to become Anthem Recording for this next studio that he's building. You know how I came up with the name? I had a thesaurus and I opened it up and it opened up right to the word anthem. So I went, how about Anthem? And he goes, well, that's a great name, Anthem. I'm like, well, there you go. You owe me one. I don't know what a thesaurus is doing in his car, but that's besides the point. It's not like he's, you know, like Mr. Dictionary or something. But anyway, it was there. All right, let's get ready. We're going to talk about From Mind to Mouth.
My heart and my mind are talking. My heart and my mind are talking. The timer's too quick.
Yeah, that's my fault because I gave you the wrong title. I had the right title on this sheet, but I gave you the wrong title in the, you know, in the Today Show. What do you want from me? It's not professional radio. I don't get paid for this. Well, I get paid, but it costs me about that much in gas since it's an hour each way. God's work in our lives. Let's talk about that from the scriptural point of view. Psalm 77, verse 11 through 15. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes. I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. This is Psalm 77, verses 11 through 15. Love, verse 12. I will consider all the works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. God's work in our lives needs to be a part of our meditation. You see, we think about a lot of different things. And if you're like me, so I get home, if I don't have homework to do right away, or I've convinced my wife that going to the gym is semi-sinful because of how tired I am, then I plop down on the couch where the dog is really excited to see me for a few minutes. And then I'll do a couple of other prep things there on my computer. Then I will turn on the television. And lo and behold, what does my television show me at 5:30, 6 o'clock? Usually it is not football during the off football season, though I give the Canadian League credit, not Canada, but the Canadian League credit for trying to play football. And then inevitably somehow I gravitate to one of six news channels, watch that for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then buzz to another one. And by then I'm pretty well good and shaken up and ready to, you know, scream or something like that. That is a form of meditation. when we allow the information from the television or from the radio to permeate us, and it's not of a spiritual nature, and it's of a secular nature or worldly nature, a fleshly nature, a sinful nature, that becomes our meditation. Ironically, if we were able to capture our lives with God on some video format, we would probably watch that. I mean, that's a good thing to watch. That's why we always encourage people to have a prayer journal where if you're praying, just if you pray something and you get an answer, write it down. It takes two sentences. What do you think memorials are? Acknowledgments of the work of God. And so you write it down and you always have it to reflect on. But that needs to be a part of our meditation, not the television, not the news, not this person's, you know, whatever. Our thought process, our brain, our thinking, our soaking of our mind. What a great phrase. The soaking of our mind needs to be on some of the things God does. Because that pulls us away from the worldly stuff that is so quick to pull the life out of us. God's work in our lives needs to be a part of our meditation. With that, God's work in our lives needs to be a part of our verbalization. Psalm 66, verse 16. Come and hear, all you who fear the Lord. Let me tell you what he has done for me. Let me tell you what he has done for me. Not let me teach you theology. Not let me give you expository teaching. I just want to tell you what God has done. The work of God in my life, part of my meditation, part of my verbalization, it's got to move somehow from our mind to our mouth. Because people would absolutely thank you if they heard there was hope and it was real. The way this world has been set, the way that things have been going, any statements of hope are like gold. Guess what? You've got a lifetime of those. Just sitting in you. Just waiting. God has done a wonderful amount of work in your life. Who knows? Don't tell me nobody knows. No, you don't have to be big converter, you know, Arthur Blessett type of converter, you know, where you're just hammering people all the time, got a bullhorn, pick the bullhorn up and stick it in their face and go, repent, turn or burn. I mean, that's just annoying. But you can tell people, man, I've had this problem and I prayed and man, I can't, it's amazing. God said yes. And you don't have to tell it any certain way. Some people are, you know, they're super worried about how they say something. You don't have to worry about it. It's not your story in the sense that you created. It's God's story. You're just sharing it. God will take care of the power part. He's got that covered. But we need to move somehow from an ecclesiastic type of approach to telling people to just telling people. Look at what Psalm 66, verse 16 says. Come and hear, all you who fear the Lord. Let me tell you what he's done for me. And that's a great point to make right now is it's not just for unbelievers. It's for believers, too. You know, my son was trying to, you know, purchase a home. You know what he doesn't have a lot of testimony in? People having miraculous things happen so they could buy a home. Now, you can only listen to his dad so much. But if somebody else was in his life sharing, oh, you should have seen how the Lord brought me into this. That's encouraging. That lifts people up. And by the way, it's not just you sharing it. But then if you're somebody who's going to share, if you're a person who refreshes others, you're going to get refreshed. And people will share with you. See, that's the cool system of God. That is what's cool. So, you know, be one to share with believers and non-believers just the things God has done. Move it from your mind to your mouth. And if you don't, if you just keep it bottled up, it's a little selfish. Because God has done some cool things for you. But I know what that brings in people's minds and hearts. My wife is much the same way. So when we come back, I want to discuss what rises up in our hearts and minds, all of you who think you need to be little Billy G's. We're going to take care of that when we come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
All creation bears God's autograph.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Allison Keita. Allison writes, "Some days seem to have a theme running through them. Recently, I had one of those days. Our pastor began his sermon on Genesis 1 with 2 minutes of breathtaking time-lapse photography of blossoming flowers. Then, at home, a scroll through social media revealed numerous posts on flowers. Later on a walk in the woods, the wildflowers of spring surrounded us. Trilliums, marsh marigolds, and wild iris. God created flowers and every other variety of vegetation and dry ground to grow in on the third day of creation. And twice on that day, God pronounced it quote-unquote good. On only one other day of creation, the sixth, did God make that double pronouncement of good. In fact, on this day, when he created humans and his masterpiece was complete, he looked over all he had made and saw that it was very good." Allison concludes, "In the creation story, we see a creator God who delighted in his creation and seemed to take joy in the very act of creating. Why else design a world with such colorful and amazing variety? And he saved the best for last when verse 27 says, he created mankind in his own image. As his image bears, we are blessed and inspired by his beautiful handiwork." Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I'm here with God after all these years. This could happen to me. Was an upright man, thought I made a stand. But now I'm dying.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Love that. I know people don't understand. Love that song. First, one of the first people I played that song for was Tommy, you know, from Genesis Recovery. We met and talked, and I played that song, and he knew exactly what it was about. It's just like fantastic. Just great stuff. Anyway, we started the first segment having a brief discussion, Aru, on understanding that in our meditation, in the soaking of our minds, the works of God needs to be a part of that. Because we soak our minds all the time. Now, I am not one to complain about soaking my mind every once in a while in fruit cocktail, which is like something that means nothing. There's no like whatever. It's like that's dumb. I don't care. Sometimes I need the I don't want to think moment. I don't know if you've ever watched some of those shows. You got to be careful on some of them that I recommend. But, you know, something I'm going to be get in a lot of trouble for this. But every once in a while we watch Impractical Jokers. It's just stupid. You know, it's four guys who've known each other who pull these pranks on one another. I think that's, you know, good and dumb. Perfect. Sometimes we watch Mr. Ed. That's good and dumb. And every time I see Mr. Ed, I think, that horse must have loved peanut butter, how much they put in his mouth. I mean, that's all he does. Poor horse. Anyhow, although if you like peanut butter, my dog loves peanut butter. My point in that is that some things that we are allowed to soak our brain in, that's fine. But sometimes we just soak it in such worldly stuff and we tend to forget that we should be soaking our brain in things that are life-giving, sustaining, spiritual. They should be truths. It's like that should not be reserved for a Sunday or a Wednesday night. It should be an everyday part of our existence. And if we understand that God's works in our lives and God's word in our lives should be a part of our meditation, we need to move that from meditation to verbalization. We need to be able to share that. Herein lies the problem. As soon as I say that, there is 35% of you going, what? What? I got to share? What? And, you know, my wife falls under that category. She's not a big sharer. That's what we call it, the sharer. Her family's Christian. Well, most of her family's Christian, so it's easier to share in that environment. But in other environments where you don't know people, even in Bible studies, she's a little more reserved, and that's kind of how she is. Me, I can't shut up. That's why I do radio. So there's all these people right now that are doing this Lost in Space thing right now. They're like going, danger, Will Robinson, danger, danger, danger. And the fear-o-meter is like going, ding, 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 ding. Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. Relax, little Billy G. Relax. What's that for? Little Billy Grahams. Little Billy G's. Relax. Take it easy, little Billy. Let's calm down. Chill out. Let's recognize a few things right off the bat. This will help you if you will hear it. If you don't hear it, I can't help you. But this will help you if you hear it. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. Because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. You think, well, that's Romans 1:16, Dave. I know that scripture. Good. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. What is the power of God? The gospel. What isn't the power of God? How you tell it. How you tell it is not the power of God. Now, by that, you have to have some core elements of the good news. The first proclamation that Jesus gave in his message, the first proclamation from John the Baptist, the first proclamation from the Apostle Peter, the first proclamation that Time Magazine, Newsweek Magazine, and New York Times have never bothered to read is repent. That's the first message of Jesus. It's got to be a repentance. There's got to be acknowledgement of man going in the wrong direction. Would to God every cable host would just know that one item. Television would be so much better. Then there's the understanding that before Jesus is ever a model of life, he's the substitution, the sacrifice, the lamb who laid down his life for our sake, and that by his redeeming life, our lives can be made whole between us and God. And there is no way to attain that any other way. Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Not, I'm going to take away the sins of the world by my good works. Doesn't say that. It is clear cut in Scripture. You don't have to go far. It is the gospel of peace, the gospel of good news, the gospel of God, the gospel of grace, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of peace. It's the good news that we are redeemed through Jesus Christ. And it's not whether you are a great spokesman. God doesn't care if you speak well. Ask Mo. Because the gospel is not in the person. It's in God's message. And you think, well, what if I don't say the gospel right? Here's all you got to know for the gospel. Jesus died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. There it is. What else would be helpful to know? Well, we could just use John 3:16, often called the gospel in a verse. John 3:16, that one where the guy holds up the sign at the sporting events? Yes. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. But that's all I got. I just got to read that out of a Bible? Yeah, pretty much. The rest of all of it is up to God. Whether you go through the avenue of repentance, of God being on a person's side, of God loving people, of God caring, of God being there, of God really existing, whether you challenge somebody, come and see. Just like Philip said to Nathaniel, come and see if this is the Christ. Why don't you try it? Why don't you pray, Jesus, if you're real, show me. People say, well, that's not scriptural. Well, it worked for Nathaniel and Philip. Why isn't that scriptural? Worked for those guys. Worked plenty good, too. But Dave, I have to, no, you don't. You just have to be there, available. You don't have to speak well. I promise you that if you speak for God, he will take over what should and shouldn't happen. I guarantee, I'll bet you a gazillion trazillion dollars. I'll bet you every dollar on this planet and every ounce of gold and silver. I'll bet you every good meal there is in the universe. You open your mouth for God, he'll take over. It's not a matter of speaking it well. It's not your voice. It's not your intellect. It's not. You remember what Jesus said? Don't even worry about what you're going to say. I'm going to put you before kings and princes. Don't have no fear for what you will speak. For when you speak, it will be me speaking through you. It's all you got to know. Okay. All right, Lord. Cool. I'm not doing this. I don't know what to say. Good. That's better. When you're weak, then he's strong. That's a good thing. But you have to open your mouth. You have to be a partner with God. He'll fill it. You open it. It can't be that easy. I don't know. You ever try it? It is the power of God. The gospel itself, not the speaker. Try it. We come back and talk about this being your story, not my story, your story and his story together. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. It's a love that lives inside of me. It's a real love. It's a love that's...
Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da'ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Are you an optimist or a pessimist? I'm John Fuller with a Focus on the Family Minute. Do you tend to promote or discourage other people's goals and dreams? Here's Florence Littauer sharing a story about the importance of your words as she recalls her father and a box filled with newspaper clippings.
And I said, what are these? He said, these are articles that I've written. I said, why didn't you tell me you could write? It was almost like I deserved to know I had a smart father. Why hadn't he told me before? And he said, because your mother always said, because you don't have an education, you shouldn't try to write. What if you tried and it wasn't any good? We'd all be humiliated. My father had a box of broken dreams. Things he could have been, if only someone had encouraged him.
You probably have a family member or friend who needs your praise today. Tell them you believe in them and then watch what happens. Hear more encouragement at familyminute.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Talk about time. Make sure we're tagging and bagging these. These are some good ones. All righty, we've talked about from mind to mouth. What is that? That's understanding that God's work in our lives needs to be a part of our meditation. Pulled that from Psalm 77, 11 through 15. Then we say that God's work in our lives needs to be a part of our verbalization. Comes out of Psalm 66, verse 16. Come in here, all you who fear the Lord. Let me tell you what he has done for me. But then we kind of stepped it back so that people can understand. This does not mean you need to be a Billy Graham spokesperson. Now, I will confess that in preaching realms, Billy Graham, one of my faves. Just love that style, that forwardness. Just, it's great. It's refreshing. Compared to what goes on. But I will also tell you that that's not none of those sermons by Billy Graham, none of those sermons by some of the classic preachers, none of those sermons by current day preachers are nearly as powerful as things that I have heard from Christians, even people like Steve Wheeler, who will tell you amazing story after story about how God has brought the gospel in places. That speaks to me volumes of the activity of God. You know, Sam Rasool, him and I have a story that we share. I mean, not just his testimony, which is amazing, but Sam had come on for 3 months and we had talked on like a Thursday and he was going to put in his resignation from the show on Sunday. And we both said, well, it's up to the Lord. If the Lord wants to do something, he's going to have to do it. On Saturday, he got a listening. It's like, come on. That's us here now. How about Steve Wheeler running in to SoCal Seminary, Dr. Fazio, and then running into Onesimus. And since then, the relationship has so blossomed that Onesimus is a key component for Whitefields Ministries. It's just, you're just like going, and what was the, it was within 25 seconds they would not have met. He's just like, wow. Let me explain something. The word testimony in the Greek is maturion. It doesn't have to do with maturity, by the way. Maturion has to do with sharing a personal experience. What happened? What happened with you and God? When I got saved, I mean, that's all. I had no scripture. All I could do is tell my parents God set me free from drugs. And then I stopped doing drugs, and it was kind of hard to deny. Since I had done drugs for so long, they were like going, what is going on? That's the testimony of God. All right, watch this. Watch these two little testimony thingies, okay? While Brittany's cleaning up in the hallway. All right. John chapter 4, verse 39. Many of the Samaritans from the town believed in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. Here's a woman, and she said, he told me everything I ever did. Now, of course, nobody's yelling at her because she's for the kingdom of God, telling people, he told me everything I ever did. And if you remember the encounter with Jesus, Jesus goes, go get your husband. She goes, guy I'm with, not my husband. Which tells you right there, sleeping together, not great. And then he goes, that's right. You've had 5 husbands, and the guy you're with right now, he's not your husband. So she's like going, boy, did this guy just read my mail or what? Now, she said, he told me all I ever did. People would say, well, that's not really what he said. I got a message for you. If you have 5 husbands, and then you're sleeping with a guy, and Jesus, who's never met you before, goes, well, you've had 5 husbands, and the guy you're with now is sleeping, that covers a lot of territory. Probably 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 years. He did tell her everything. He said, I know everybody you've been with. Huh? It's like, wow. And she was like, wowzer. So she told people. She wasn't a theologian. He couldn't even figure out where to worship. If you remember after this exchange, you know, Jesus is telling him, you don't even know what you worship. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. You're worshiping, you don't even get it. But she know what she did get? Jesus read her mail. And she told people, this dude read my mail. Never met him before, told me everything I did. Like, wow. Wow, I was right. She's just sharing a personal experience. You think, oh, well, that's an isolated incident. I'm so glad you said that. Mark chapter 5, verse 18 through 20, as Jesus was getting in the boat, the man who'd been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him. But said, go home. Tell your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he had mercy on you. So the man went away and began to tell in Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And the people were amazed. You think this guy who just had a demon cast out of him had gone to Bible college? You think between the time he wanted to get in the boat and him telling people, you think he went and got a 10-year education? I think he went out and said, I was demon-possessed. This guy Jesus touched me. I don't have demons anymore. And people are like going, what? It doesn't say he spoke wisely or terrific. It doesn't say he was Billy Graham. It doesn't say he gave a 3-point message. He didn't go to church membership 101. He didn't go to church 101. He went from the cemetery to the mission field. What's your qualifications for being a missionary? Well, I had a demon. Okay, where were you last? The cemetery. Notice he didn't say seminary. See? You see, that's a joke. See, if you were fast, you'd have caught that. Here it is. This isn't the complexity that we've been talking about. I've had more impact that even from this radio show, I've had the opportunity to speak to thousands of people, and we've calculated about 5,000 mini sermons in less than 5 years. At least 5,000. That's a lot, right? You want to know what the most impacting things are? When I tell people what happened with my drug experience. I didn't know the Bible. I read Galatians, but it was the only book I read because I had a Good News Bible and they had little stick figures and they were like cartoons and I liked that. I read Galatians 2, 3, and 4 about 900,000 times. I mean, I just kept reading it. And then I'm pin smoking some Lebanese blonde hash. And for those that understand what that means, you understand what it means. And then God does, I'm just in the middle of it. God speaks to me two words. That's enough I was like, what? That's what? And I knew instantly it was God telling me that's enough. So I took my hash and I took my pipes and I took my other drug paraphernalia and I flushed them all down the toilet, the drugs, and I broke all of my pipes. I had a beautiful glass bong, broke it. Metal pipes, I smashed them. I threw it all in the trash can, went into my bedroom, got down on my knees, and prayed this prayer. Hi, I love getting high, but you don't like it, apparently. And I'm not going to be able to do this without you. So this is it. Help me. Please. Thank you. Good night. Still the most honest prayer I've ever prayed in my life. Still. Every ounce of me was in that prayer. I woke up that next day. I didn't have Skittles. I didn't have pink rainbows. I didn't have little unicorns jumping around the room. I didn't have the Lucky Charms guy, though I might have had Lucky Charms that morning as a cereal. I just was done. It was over. I had gotten high. Well, I always say this. My wife says, that number keeps changing. So let's just say 15 times a day for 5 straight years on everything from opium and homegrown acid in a rustic kitchen to every possible level of cocaine, pot, angel dust, everything. Like I did all of it. I didn't shoot because I hated shots. Now I don't even mind when they give me a shot because I worked out, so now I don't care. But then, you know what? I was done. Instantly. And nothing even major happened other than an honest prayer. Do you know how powerful that is to me? Well, one time I was reading scripture using a different translation. I think it was the Holman. No, it wasn't the Holman, but it was something like the Holman. And I came across a passage where God said, that's enough. And I finally found in scripture the two words that God had spoken to me. I always thought that was the coolest thing because he spoke them to me. And then they were in scripture. Here's the result. I don't have to tell that story well. I just have to tell it. It's powerful enough. God does all the work behind it. I just saw it. That's all you got to do. Tell your tale that God created in you. It's your personal experience in God. It's your testimony. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and come back with a wrap-up. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about a court's decision to try to stop David Dalyden's undercover Planned Parenthood videos.
And that's what this is about. It's about suppression of the truth. There's no commentary here. I mean, if you've watched these videos, they're appalling. It shows the coarsening of society. But this is about a judge wanting to pick winners and losers, not deciding the facts of the law. And he's a shill for the abortion industry. He's protecting the abortion industry. I was a reporter one time, and I went in to a Planned Parenthood public health clinic, a school health clinic seminar, And the stuff that they talked about freely, which I recorded, they didn't know I was new as a reporter, and they didn't know that I was conservative, and I just put their words up. Oh, boy, did they get upset. Because we blew their cover. I mean, they say one thing publicly, but they say completely other things in private. You can't trust them.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Ah, a beautiful summer Saturday morning. Time to start all that yard work that needs to be done. Cutting the grass, trimming the bushes, tending to the garden. Too bad all this work's temporary. You can spend every weekend this summer making your yard look beautiful, but eventually, winter cold will come and take it all away. If you're looking to do something this summer with some longer-lasting benefits, how about reading the Bible? It says in Isaiah, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever." God's word never changes. It's filled with the truth about God's love for you. God came to earth as a man named Jesus Christ. He lived a perfect life, then died to save you from your sin. If you surrender your heart to Jesus, you're promised a life with God forever in heaven. If you'd like to learn more, the book of John in the Bible is a great place to start. And we can tell you more, too, at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know if you want to reach the show, DavidSpoon at KPRZ.com. You can pull out the bat phone. Batman may answer, but I don't have a bat phone. We've been discussing moving our meditations, the soaking of our brain, into things that are good, such as the work of God in our lives. And then moving from that point of soaking our brain to moving it towards our mouths, where we can have our meditation be on God's work, and then our verbalization be on the things that God has done in our lives and in God's work. And then we blended it out. People need to relax a little bit. Everybody thinks they got to be a little Billy G. This is Billy Graham. It's like, calm down. Relax. Okay? You have to understand that the power of the gospel is in the gospel itself and not in the speaker of the gospel. Then we went into scripture, of course, talked about the fact that the woman at the well told people her testimony, the word materion, which means, that's the Greek word, means sharing a personal experience, and that people sharing personal experiences with God works to draw people closer to the Lord or help make decisions for Christ. Mark 5:18 through 20, we showed the high level of education that the demonic had. He came from the cemetery, not seminary. He came probably not in the greatest clothes, and he came to just share, Jesus touched my life, and now I'm free. Everybody can be free who encounters Jesus. And I took a little time to talk about my own deliverance from drugs and how the moment of the most honest prayer was the best moment. And you have to tell people that. It's just the truth. I don't have to couch it or make it good. I actually had somebody say to me, well, don't tell people you did drugs. I did them. And God set me free. I thought that's what the gospel was. I thought it was knowing the truth and being set free and knowing the truth and biblical truth, and I think that's all part of that process. Not everybody grew up in a Christian home. Well, I know some people think that everybody did. That's not what happened. I grew up in a Jewish home. But my home was better because we had great food. Anyway, yeah, my mom and grandma were both really good cooks. And my dad could order pizza like you wouldn't believe. So what I want to make sure you understand, though, is the benefit of sharing with others so that you can understand how it's a benefit to you. Because what it is there's a fear to open our mouths because we think we have to say something wisely or brilliantly, when in fact you just have to open your mouth and the Lord promises to fill that space with what he wants. That's why we understand that the power of the gospel is in the gospel itself and not in the people. Philemon, which is a book before Hebrews and after Titus, verse 6 says this,
I, and verse 6 of Philemon, there's only one chapter, it says, I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. Now you hear that and you go, what? What he's saying is, I'm praying that when you share your faith, you're going to capture or get these good things that are in our lives because of Jesus. Well, how does that happen? It's because when you share with other people, watch this, you're just going to love this. When you share your testimony with other people, guess who hears that testimony every time? People have said to me, the angels. I don't know if they hear it every time. God. Yes, God hears it every time. But you know who hears it every single time? You. You hear your own testimony, and that reinforces the very things that God has done in your life, because you're telling yourself. You tell yourself, oh, I prayed this prayer and God answered it. And then your brain goes, hey, you know, you prayed that prayer and God answered it. And then your spirit and your brain and your life start to connect. And it's like, man, I need to pray because God answers. It's the greatest thing ever. When you share with others, you share with yourself. You're strengthening yourself. I like a lot of people who are at this studio, a lot of people who work for this company. I have a friend who's come in and a little more conservative background, then every once in a while, God does something really weird in his life, and he shares it. And you know what? He's not in denial. It's like, this is what happened. It doesn't make him afraid. It blesses him. You have to understand, that's key for us. So sharing your faith, your story, your testimony strengthens your spirit, your walk, your connection to the Lord, because you hear you saying it. And I got a message for you. You trust a few people on the planet, but you trust you most outside of God. So when you hear yourself say it, you like go, yep, that's what happened. So what do you ultimately do if you're one of those people that are a little bit more like my wife, who is like, well, they got people here, right? I mean, it's easy to share it in the bathtub. It's easy to pray through it and talk about it, but it's maybe not so easy to talk to other people about it. I don't disagree. I think it has its moments where it's harder for some people, and there's nothing bizarre about that. It's just normal. Some people are just not that way. They're not wired that way. I got it. I agree. What do you do? Here's what you do. You do exactly what they did in Acts chapter 4, verse 29. Ready? You pray for boldness. Yeah, you're right. You probably can't pull it off. Well, you could open your mouth, but some of you are like, I'm not opening my mouth. I'm not opening my eyes. I got it. So don't. Pray and ask God to help you. Ask God for boldness. Acts 4:29, the Lord considered their threats and enabled your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Can't get a better biblical example than that. Lord, help me. I can't do this without you. Got it. He's heard that prayer before. By the way, after they prayed that, the place was shaking. Oh, God answers prayer. You know, or otherwise you wouldn't be saved. Here you go. Go with that. Ask God to give you the boldness to take it to the next step. You can do it. You can ask God. Let him take care of the rest. Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest. There you go. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The Christian Station.